Garbutt, and you're listening to Radio Confidential.
Welcome to a special edition of Radio Confidential. We are coordinating with the Radio Harris team, broadcasting out of ISO Booth South at the fabulous Radio Harris studio.
Hey guys, this is Francis from Radio Harris.
And this is Jordan from Radio Confidential.
So serious.
We've got a special guest today, Blake Phillips, all the way from Scotland. And hi. He's touring around the GTA, so we're going to ask him a bunch of questions, rack his brain about how he gets his stuff done. And welcome, Blake. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
Not too bad.
Good, yeah.
Excellent.
How do you like the city so far? Is there anything that sticks out to you?
CN Tower. I was up CN Tower on Monday. My God. I couldn't really do the glass floor, though. It kind of freaked me out a bit.
Yeah.
From what I understand, you got a dirty... what's that word? You're really scared of heights.
Yeah. Well, I'm not too bad, but the glass floor kind of it's too much. It was like, oh man, no thanks.
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to have a bite at the revolving
restaurant
there?
Okay. We'd just nipped over for kind of an hour or so just before the show at Scale Bar on Monday night. So we're just trying to fit it in. It's going to be quite busy this week, so that was the only time we could really get over there.
Yeah, keeping your schedule pretty packed. They showing you a good time?
It's been great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Awesome. So this is your first visit to Canada, right?
Yeah, first time. Never been before. Weather's amazing.
Any particular clubs you're looking to at least watch some shows at? Or?
Well, there's not going to be too much time to watch too many shows. I was at Hughes Room on Tuesday night, which was amazing. Like all the guys that played there were unbelievable. Even just, I only played two songs, but the chance to just go and play the two songs was great.
And from what we know, you played at Guelph last night too.
At the Albion Hotel. Yeah, it was amazing. The place was really nice, I'd never heard of Guelph. I'm like, I don't know what it'll be like. It was really nice. All the guys there were great as well.
Yeah. Well, you came at a good time because the weather's been really beautiful the past couple of weeks. So
yeah.
It's a good thing you didn't come in November or December. You would not want to come back.
Not bad.
So I just want to get to know you a little bit and ask just what your schooling experience is back home at UWS and what program are you taking and what do you want to get out of that program?
Well, I'm in my last year at UWS doing the music, the popular music business course. It's pretty good. It's not quite the setup you guys have got here, but it's still pretty good. All the lecturers there know what they're talking about. Still no idea what I hope to get from it. My kind of main focus is my own music just now.
Right. Just kind of riding the wave.
Yeah, pretty much. See what happens.
So you'll be getting a degree from University of West Scotland,
As long as I don't have any resets. Still waiting to hear back from everything, but no, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And that'll be my degree,
So the Harris Institute sends honor students over to Scotland to get their degree program. What can you tell them about the university there? Is it quite a large campus?
The campus, it's not huge. It's still pretty big, though. I mean, the girl that was over for third year just now is... girl called Sarah Melody. And she's still going on about how great the experience was. It's definitely worthwhile going over and seeing the kind of culture difference. And definitely if you can go over there and get your BA, I'd say it would be worthwhile.
Absolutely. And how are the ladies in Scotland? Very respect.
Most important question.
Yeah, of course.
They're okay. I think it's the same everywhere you go. Like, so you always want to know what the girls are like somewhere else. So, like, when I was coming over, I was getting told, "Oh, you need to check out the girls in Canada and see what they're like."
And how's the reception you're getting?
What's the grade?
Yeah.
What's the grade for the women in Toronto?
The grade for women in Toronto so far?
So far.
Nine. 8.9, yeah, pretty good. Pretty good from what I've seen so far.
Awesome.
We'll see more tonight when we go out.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Yeah, so how did you get started with music? Was there a certain artist or was there a song you heard? Was it someone that influenced you?
It's actually funny. The first time I ever wanted a guitar was when I heard Metallica, Enter Sandman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, I heard that guitar riff and was like, oh, man, I need a guitar right now.
Right.
And then I couldn't play it when I got the guitar, so I kind of get fed up with that. And then it took a few years before I actually started even writing my own stuff. It took a while to kind of get used to playing the guitar. I wasn't very good. And then just kind of tried writing my own stuff when I was maybe 15, I think.
Okay.
And then from there, the songs have progressively got better and better.
Do you have a certain style when it comes to your songwriting? Is there a repetition or a,
a
routine?
I try to come up with a kind of chord structure and melody first. So I'll come up with some chords and just sing like gibberish to it, and like maybe try and fit syllables into like certain parts of the melody. And then after that, I'll come up with the lyrics. I've never really been able to, you know, some guys like write out all the lyrics first or write poems and then find a melody to fit around that, but I've never really been able to do that.
So how do you describe your music, Blake?
It's quite kind of acoustic, poppy stuff. It kind of sounds like The Fray,
okay,
kind of John Mayer, The Script, that kind of thing.
Okay. So what's the Scotland scene like?
It's pretty busy. It's a lot more bands than solo artists. Like, a lot of the bigger venues, it's quite hard as a solo artist to get noticed, just because like it is a kind of band scene in Glasgow. Definitely
there's a lot of great bands coming from Scotland.
Yeah,
Jesus Mary Chain.
Yeah,
Las Vegas.
Yeah, like, definitely
a lot of really great bands.
Yeah,
there.
But there are a few places where solo acts can go. It's just maybe not as well known as some of the venues that the bands would play.
So they've got a pretty big, pretty busy schedule for you, taking you around here, right?
Yeah.
How's that? Does it feel overwhelming at all?
No, not at all. I'm only here for 8 days. Might as well get the most of it. It's 8 days, 8 shows.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
How are you finding the reception from the different venues you're going to be playing at this week?
Yeah, it's been great so far, definitely. I mean, last night at the Albion Hotel, everyone, like, most people were coming up and saying how good it was and things like that. The Hughes Room was pretty good. Although I was kind of blown off the stage by one of the girls that was playing. It was like, oh, man. But no, everyone's been really positive so far. It's been great.
Awesome.
That's great. How was the recording process going
on here
at Harris? I mean,
yeah.
I understand you just came out of the studio.
Yeah, so. I'm only kind of used to recording at home. I mean, the EP I've got out on iTunes just now, I only recorded at home on the Mac. And then to come into the kind of setup that you guys have here, it was like, man.
It's kind of looking
how can I compete with this? It's crazy.
So did you record 2 or 3 songs here?
No,
or?
Well, what we'd come in and there was a song that I had that hadn't been recorded that we'd kind of just spent a bit of time, me and Ben from Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Ben had played the drums for me. We just kind of rehearsed it in the morning and then we kind of started tracking in the afternoon, so we've just kind of got the music for that one track done, and they've burnt all the individual tracks off for me so I can go home and I'll add the vocals in and mix it and then send it back to you guys to see what it turns out like. Yeah,
awesome. So it's pretty much a satisfying experience.
It's been amazing. Definitely worth it.
It's awesome.
Good stuff. Awesome. Yeah. Do you think the exposure that you're getting over the next week is really going to help your career as an artist? Or?
Well, hopefully. I mean, I've got my fingers crossed that it does.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it doesn't, like, the experience of coming out here has been more than worth it.
Yeah.
Just if I get noticed or anything over here, it's an added bonus, really.
And
definitely.
It's just like another notch in your belt, really.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like, it's
played so many great places, yeah. I mean, even just Hughes Room, I always remember that. The room was amazing, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's excellent.
Yeah. Is there, if any listeners are interested, do you have a MySpace or a Facebook?
I do, yeah. If you guys want to add me on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/Blake Phillips Music. You can follow me on Twitter @BlakePMusic. And there's a few examples of some of the songs from the EP up on my Facebook band page. There's one free download. And if you guys like the kind of examples that you, the rest of the tracks, it is available on iTunes.
Okay, and your EP is called?
My EP is called From Home.
From Home?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Awesome.
And my 7-year-old sister drew the artwork on it.
That's awesome, yeah.
Shameless plug there. Yeah.
Sweet, yeah. And can you give any advice to some of the students that will be coming to Scotland in the next few years about, you know, shows they absolutely need to check out while they're there?
Or vice versa, any students from Scotland coming to Toronto, any advice for them too?
If you're coming to Toronto, go up the CN Tower. Don't be a chicken. Okay. Do the glass floor. Check out Hugh's room, definitely. Definitely. And if they were coming over with you guys, definitely get into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fantastic, yeah.
Do they have any similar facilities at University of West Scotland?
They do have studios. I've never really been in the studios over there that much. It's not as advanced a setup. I mean, some of the gear you guys have here is amazing. Still pretty good though. But no, it's okay back home, yeah.
Yeah. And have they dragged you to Niagara Falls yet?
No, going in Sunday.
Okay, awesome.
Going in Sunday, all day trip up in the bus. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Can I just give you a little bit of advice?
Yeah.
From what I understand, you're going to Canada's Wonderland on Monday.
I am, yeah.
Avoid Drop Zone.
Why?
Just because if you're scared of heights.
No. It's the whole. I don't mind being on a ride when it's high. Like, I like roller coasters and everything, but see the whole.
Drop zone.
I'm up high and I can. And like walking about. Like, I don't like walking about at kind of high heights for some reason.
Drop zone, they launch you all the way to the top.
Yeah.
And they keep you there.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then they just bring you down.
Yeah, that's right. Where have you guys been to Orlando?
Yeah.
Island's Adventure?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, see, so that's
okay,
amazing. Then. That's amazing.
You're okay.
The Hulk.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah,
definitely check out the Behemoth.
Oh yeah, I've heard the Behemoth is the one to go on.
Yeah, get on the front.
Right. Is there a wooden one as well? That apparently will knock a few.
Mindbuster.
Mindbuster.
Right.
Yeah.
Another really good one is they changed the name. It used to be called Top Gun after the movie.
Oh, right. Okay.
That Tom Cruise movie. Yeah.
So yeah.
They changed it to something else, something really stupid.
No, I'm looking forward to it. Bob Roper's going to
come down
with it.
Yeah.
He's got a season pass.
Oh, really?
Must be good, yeah.
So, it should be fun, though.
Oh, it'll be amazing, yeah.
Oh, and try funnel cake.
Funnel cake?
Absolutely.
Funnel cake, yeah.
Right.
It's a form of dessert, and it's just...
Oh, in fact, I think Sarah was talking about that. Yeah,
she might have mentioned
that. Yeah, no, I'll give that. I'll give that
to die for, really. It's,
and then I have to try something else, some kind of Canadian delicacy that involves chips and gravy and...
Poutine.
I'm trying that as soon as I leave Harris today. We're going for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna get stuck right in. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. It's a pleasure really to meet you and hear you play.
Thank you very much.
School year.
Thank you.
And probably visit again soon.
Oh yeah, I think so. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Bring some of my friends out with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. I know we generally feature a song from some of our guests on the show.
Yeah.
Is there any track you'd be interested in featuring on our show?
Yeah. Trying to think if I've got... I think I've got a CD out in the car. If I could go out and get it and you guys could then play it.
Yeah.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, as long as... Yeah.
Unless one of you guys actually have it in an email. Because I'm pretty sure I sent all the MP3s over.
I might have that in email, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll hook that up and plop it in there.
Excellent, yeah. Sounds good. Sweet. Perfect.
Awesome.
For Jordan from Radio Confidential, this is Francis from Radio Harrison. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Blake.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
All right. So I was watching this Lady Gaga performance on TV the other
day. Really? I never took you for a Lady Gaga fan, Francis.
Oh, me neither. I fucking originally hated her. And, you know, I always thought she was just like one of those plastic divas. But
absolutely.
Recently got HBO and she had this live performance and this whole show blew my mind. Like it was like 2 hours
really?
And I was just plastered on my seat and like I would not move. And like, I don't know, it was just, she actually looks like she has talent and like that's kind of refreshing for the music industry and for listeners and, you know, any devoted fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not, doesn't mean I'm going to go out and buy her albums or anything like that. I still think she's shit, like the music she makes, but I mean, she looks like she actually can play music, which is good, which is great.
Yeah, I've been reading a few articles from Bob Lefsetz about about Lady Gaga, and her manager sort of been emailing him back and forth because they had a big marketing campaign for Amazon,
and it
sort of flopped. And I don't know, Bob was sort of criticizing their marketing technique and everything. And you should have seen some of the responses in his mailbag about Lady Gaga and just some hateful stuff about her. And like when I've listened to her, mainstream tunes on the radio, there is definitely some talent. I can't deny it. She can sing. But I do believe that it's all about, selling an image, not necessarily about the music.
She does a really good job at that.
Yeah.
And just adding on to that Amazon thing, like I think it was a brilliant idea. I mean, from what I understand, it was 99 cents for the whole album, right?
Yeah.
And it was for one day only.
Yeah.
But what ended up happening was, like, wasn't the amount of downloads and hits on the website, didn't it end up shutting down or something like that? Shutting down Amazon?
Yeah, and I think it. I don't know if it crashed the server or what happened. I doubt it actually crashed their server, but...
Oh, I also read that there was so much traffic that some people that did buy the album, they ended up getting albums that didn't have the full track list. So they had like three songs.
Wow.
Yeah, so they probably got fucked over.
That's disappointing. Yeah, that's how you lose some fans, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you
know? Definitely, yeah.
99 cents or not, three tracks isn't going to cut it. What did you think of her artwork on that album?
It's weird. Like, it was expected, but I mean... I think now she's like in that biker phase or like dominatrix type of thing, you know? Like,
I didn't think it was the most creative thing she's ever done, for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't beat the meat dress.
Yeah.
I think I would date her, though.
Oh, yeah, in some leather on a bike. I can't.
Yeah.
I'd probably.
Do you think I think she's actually a little attractive. I mean.
She is.
I don't know.
I can't deny it. If she asked me nicely, I'd definitely go out with her and, maybe see where it leads from there. But. You know, at the beginning of, like, her career, there was that whole urban myth that she was a man.
Yeah, yeah.
And
she always had stars on her face for some reason, like makeup. Like
really weird looking. And, like, her jawline is a little bit masculine.
Like, yeah.
And especially when it's, I guess when they did that Photoshop for some of her album artwork recently, where it's like really sort of
long.
She
looks like the alien movies with the she looks like one of those aliens, but
yeah, it's pretty
wild. Still date her.
Yeah, I can't, that's what paper bags are for. So yeah, I can't deny that. But it's interesting watching. I don't think she's gonna last too much longer on top of the chart. She actually overtook Oprah, though, in the most powerful celebrities, right? And that was pretty wild. And Justin Bieber, of all people, is like third or fourth on that list.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's crazy. That kid, so young, wielding so much power.
Yeah.
Must be awesome.
I think Gaga's going to last another five to 7 years.
Hmm. Yeah.
It also depends on the length of her contract, but I don't think she's going anywhere. I mean, she might tone it down a little bit, but... In terms of her like ruling the charts, I mean, who else can really contend with her?
Yeah,
especially in that age bracket.
Yeah,
So
it's true. She'll probably be here for a while longer. But 20, 25 years from now, I don't think too many people are gonna remember.
I think
her
they
name.
Will.
Yeah,
I mean, that impact that Madonna had. I mean, I'm not trying to compare them, but Madonna came out in the same way, kind of like swinging and like. Fucking supporting gays and just kind of out there
but
at the impact, like, she's kind of just changed like with the seasons in a way, and I think Gaga's gonna end up doing that eventually in her,
but Gaga did that Madonna cover, right? And I think that for all the talent that she has, and I think she does have some talent, in my opinion, the way I view her is just a Madonna wannabe. And I think that's, if she is remembered 25, 30 years from now, that's how she will be remembered, that, eccentric pop star that tried to be like Madonna.
Right,
but Madonna's always going to be Madonna, right? And
she just won't go away.
No, I know, honestly. How old is Madonna these days? It's nuts.
I think she's like... 60? Yeah,
like, I have 50? Limits, but even then, if she asked me nicely, I'd definitely go with Madonna. Yeah, just why not? Bragging rights.
Yeah, that'd be a nice notch on the belt, for sure.
Absolutely.
It'd be weird, because I heard she's actually kind of tall. Like,
Really?
6'1"?
Tall girls intimidate me, I'm not going to lie. And at 5'11", you know, the girls that tower above me.
That's just wrong. And then if they wear high heels, it's
Oh, man, it's embarrassing.
You look like you're getting babysat.
Yeah. Really. I was walking home yesterday, actually, and there was two girls, I guess, going to rugby. And, like, the shoulders on these girls, like, oh man, they could have kicked my ass from here to, you know, across the city. But, I don't know, it's sort of... Sort of nice
rugby, female rugby players. I have never seen that before.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's wouldn't want to piss them off. You gotta walk on thin ice in that kind of relationship, I think.
But, you'll probably grow a better mustache than me.
You and me both, buddy, for sure. But, well, I think it's been awesome. We should definitely do some more
collabos.
Sure, man. It's awesome. You know, and it was nice to have Blake in here.
Yeah, Blake was great. I mean, really fun to talk to.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Awesome accent. I can't wait to hear him sing and see, you know, how much of that is lost when he's singing. It always blows my mind, someone who can sing so, you know, clearly, you know, with such a pristine voice. And then, you know, they'll be talking and their accent really comes out. And you're like, what the hell? You know, I never noticed that in their tracks, right?
I saw him on Monday at Skell. You can kind of hear the accent a little bit. Other than that, he has kind of a raspy... folky voice it's definitely pop, but it's really, really good. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, for sure. You got a good radio voice, and it makes me you know, want to go to Scotland so I can have an accent and hey ladies, I'm from Canada, like my accent. But
have you ever thought about going to UWS at all for that exchange program? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely trying to get the marks where I can be eligible for that scholarship. So far, so good. But it's a lot of work. You know, really, I was talking to John Harris about, you know, what makes a good student a successful student, and it's like perseverance keeps popping up. And like last night was a good.
It really is. I mean, it's
example, you know.
This school, it's like, it's not a sprint, it's more of a long distance run, you know?
Yeah. Endurance, perseverance. Like, I was up almost till 4 last night finishing a paper, and, you know, the only thing that's keeping me going is I'm enjoying it, which for the first time, like, in my school life is, you know, just awesome, right? Yeah, don't enjoy everything, you know, you can't, I don't think it's a blanket rule where, you know, any school you go to, you're going to enjoy every class, right?
Yeah, but it's just the feel and the concept of school, it just kind of makes it enjoyable at the end of the day,
people sharing a passion for you know, music. And
if you don't belong here, I mean, you're spending 14 grand, like, you'll know right away that you don't belong here.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because the weeks go by and we're dropping students like flies in my particular course. It's just wild, you know, how quick they go. And, you know, everyone was gung-ho day one, and it's just slowly, you know, the works are eroding,
trailing.
And it's pretty wild. So but yeah, it's awesome stuff. And yeah, we should definitely collab more often together.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Awesome.
You let me know and I'll contact you.
Call me. Call me. Your people will get in touch with my people. Yeah. And,
thanks to Daryl for being a great tech guy. And
yeah, awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for having me. We shared this show, right? So awesome.
Cool, man.
All right, so for Radio Confidential, this is Jordan signing off.
And this is Francis from Radio Harris. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll bug you another time. Hey, guys, make sure to check out Blake Phillips' featured track. It's called You Should Be Singing.
Check out his MySpace and Twitter. Follow him. Help support some awesome singer-songwriters, people.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Peace.
Blue skies are shining in your eyes, lighting up the world I'm watching spin. Now I'm gonna sweep you off your feet and put you in my heart and lock you in. You should be here in my arms, you should be here in my charm, you should be singing. Each day should feel like the start, get lost, forget who you are, you will be singing.
Go to Scotland, have some haggis, have a good time.
Some beers.
Beers, can't forget the beers.
And have some beer.
The women.
Poutine. We don't have poutine.
That's in Canada. Narrow roads, sheep. Have a good time.
Trainspotting.
Tune in next time. Trainspotting, that's an awesome movie.
Wicked.
Next time, tune in. Radio Confidential. Radio Harris.
Yeah.
Peace out.
All right.